All right, sitting around picking in the shop, watching the rain come down, waiting to go in the field. But he was in the field yesterday. I don't know how much he got done, but well, let's find out. South Dakota State University Extension Ag Educator. He's an agronomist, David Karki, out of the Watertown office. Today, you say you're in Brookings on campus today, Dave.
Yes, I just stepped into the building. This is kind of quick notice, you know, quick meeting for planning for this spring for soybean, and most of the people in the group, it was feasible for them to do right now. So I thought, well, I'll come down because it's raining. We can't do much today or even tomorrow now. When you said, you know, I was out in the field yesterday, yeah, I was in the field, but it's kind of deceiving that I wasn't doing a whole lot. The only thing I was doing was just, you know, putting my four flags in the four corners so that, you know, the farmers, producers won't, you know, go into that or fertilize into that area if they have to in the near future. That's all I was doing. I wasn't doing real field work, Nick.
Yeah. You're just marking your territory there.
I wish I would. Yeah, I was marking my territory. I wish I was working, but I could not, yeah. Well, and I'm sure you're up there the same way.
Pretty much, and it's raining today, too. So how much rain has come down there, about ballpark figure?
It felt like it was raining more towards south, you know, when I was driving on I-29, than in Watertown itself. I can ballpark maybe, you know, fifth of an inch, up to quarter, maybe, you know, around Brookings, depends on if it's had any thunderstorm or not.
Yeah.
I was checking Beresford too, you know, because I have some plots to flag there too, and I was thinking of going there tomorrow, but they had some thunderstorm early morning today, but I haven't talked to the supervisor down there to see how much they got.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, not a whole lot of nuisance enough to keep you out from doing anything.
All right. Rain today, snow last week, flood month ago. Holy mackerel, this is a...
And then we had a really wet harvesting last fall, too, and most of the soils, especially in the eastern side of the state here, are kind of saturated now.
So
so it'll be a delay, really delayed planting.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a, there are a few people who, I wouldn't say people, we, Southeast Farm, got their some oats in really, really late March. Before the storm came in, and I don't know how much. I know they plant quite a bit of oats down there just for the research and feeling blocks in the rotation plots and all that different long-term large-strip trials.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I talked to the technician down there, and they were planting oats, and then they had to stop because all the, you know, storm and bad weather came in. It's interesting, and, you know, we wanted to get our small grains in by now, but we can't really beat the nature, but we have to work around it.
Yeah.
We all, so.
Now, I think Grandpa, or days past or years past, we've found that, you know, we stick seed in the ground, and it gets snow on it, and then it kind of, I don't know if there's nitrogen in the snow. There's something in the snow that makes grain grow fabulously afterwards.
Oh, okay. Snow seeding, yeah. And I have heard people talk about it, but I haven't really had the, you know, firsthand experience with it.
Okay, yeah.
There are a few folks last fall, as we had a really late fall with the corn harvest and everything, at least one person called me about, you know, spreading some rye on the top in already, you know, almost frozen ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did it. He went in and did it, and I think he added another species of cover crops with that too. So it'd be interesting to see what happens, you know.
For sure, yeah.
You know, when we can go into the ground and look at it. A lot of things going on, but like last year, we had a really bad April, too. And in May, we're planting, you know, oats, spring wheat, corn, soybean, everything at the same time. So I have a feeling it may happen like the same way like last year, this year, too.
Well, at least we're practiced at it and pretty good at it.
Yeah, and last year, I still remember I planted my plots at the Northeast Research Farm about 15 miles north of Watertown by South Shore. We planted my spring wheat, not oats, spring wheat on May 10th. So that is quite delayed for spring wheat to go into the ground, but at the end, it yielded very well.
So guys,
we didn't have a really hot, June and July. I mean, compared to previous years, and that kind of saved us last year. Right. So it may work out. You know, we just don't know.
Got to take our roll with the flow, and have, you know, just nothing to be. You can't be kicking the cat or pounding on the machinery just because it's raining today. Because things probably will work out. Any other concerns though regarding the late damp cool spring? Do you see any disease issues at the outset?
Yeah, there could be disease issues. But here's another thing, too. You know, looking at the next few days, it's very, very nice weather. And if it remains dry, and if we have the temperatures like they're saying, we may be able to get a few things done, especially in the southern side of the state. And, seed treatment would help. You know, that's another option we can go with for the soil-borne pathogens, if we're concerned with that. But if something with the winter wheat, then we just have to, once it greens up really well and then go from there.
All righty. Now, you say you got a kind of a soybean meeting today. Do you see farmers planting a whole bunch more soybeans, or are they going to stay away from soybeans this year based on the price?
Based on the price, but at the same time, if you have a lot of water in the ground, and then maybe soybean is the option to go, because it can be planted a little later than corn. Mm-hmm. You know, soybean is forgiving if you have delayed planting rather than other crops.
For sure. All right. Any other thoughts or a little bit of wisdom you'd like to share to producers here this rainy Wednesday?
Oh. Yeah, wisdom or suggestions, I know a lot of stressful situations just because of the, flood and looking at the outlook of weather and the farm situations. Last year, around this time, or even later than this time, late April, I had some questions, and especially on the small grain side of things, oats and spring wheat. And my answer to those folks they're asking about delayed planting, and my answer to those folks were to plants don't care what time of the year it is. The wisdom is to get in the ground so that we can beat the heat in July when the heads are forming. Mm-hmm. And last year it worked out good because we didn't have that extremely hot June and July or end of June, early July. So Mother Nature may play it that way again. So that's the one. I don't know if it's a wisdom or what you want to call it, but. So that's regarding the spring wheat, but other crops wise, we're not delayed yet, but the grounds are damp. We just have to see if it dries out, or we have to see if we don't get any more moisture, and then temperature gets a little warmed up.
For sure. All right, David Karkey, South Dakota State University Extension agronomist down there, Watertown in Brookings today. Yeah, a couple of 65, 70-degree days this weekend go a long way, so super.
All right. Yes, it does.
David, thank you for the visit. We'll check in with you later.
Thank you, Mick.
You're welcome.
Bye.